الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, we say once again, marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the call to righteousness, invitation towards goodness, neki ki dawat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, as the silsila is getting deeper and deeper, we're moving more deeper and deeper into the topic of neki ki dawat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we are covering many, many examples on the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, our Taba'in, Taba'in, Buzulana Deen, about this beautiful work of Neki ki Dawat. Inshallah, today also we try to cover up some new angles and different aspects of Neki ki Dawat, inshallah. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting Durood Salawat upon Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the day of Thursday comes, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite Salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and Friday night. Subhanallah. Silver, paper and pens made of gold for those persons who are sending durood upon Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in abundance on the day of Thursday and Friday, night of Friday, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatam wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. For the invitation towards goodness, righteousness, there is no better example than our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Our Madani Aqa sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he reached the examples of highest level. And Neki ki Dawat was a part and parcel of the life of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It was his mission. Invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many hadith, many narrations about the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, listen to the heart-rending hadith containing the call of righteousness given tearfully by the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with divine fear, khawf khuda. It is described by Ibn Majah in a hadith that narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Barah bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala, he said that we participated in a janazah with the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam sitting beside the qabr. On the one side of the qabr, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried so much. So much of crying that the earth was wet by the tears welling up from the blessed eyes of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to companions, Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam, that, oh my companions, make preparation for the qabr. My dear Islamic views of Madani channel. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam always called people towards righteousness. Always conveyed the message of Neki ki Dawat to his companions. And subhanallah wa jal, when they used to recite Surah Takathur, weeping with divine fear used to come. Jarir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu has narrated that one day our beloved Rasul alayhi salam said to us, I'm going to recite Surah Takathur before you. Whoever amongst you will cry, will enter Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Takathur. Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam said, some of us wept. Look at the form of Neki ki Dawat. Some of us wept, but some could not cry. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam said, I am reciting Surah Takathur again before you. Whoever weeps, Jannah is for him. And one unable to weep should at least wear a face with a weeping look. Sahaba Ikram Ali said they tried. Aqa Sassam gave that advice. You cry, you try to cry. If you cannot cry, you make your face like you are crying. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught us the highest level of Neki Kitawat. Highest level. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us also the tawfiq that we also build up khawf-e khuda and also try to cry in the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Mere ashq behte rahe kaash dam mere ashq behte rahe kaash dam tere khauf se ya khuda ya ilahi tere khauf se tere dar se hamesha mithte rahu ya ilahi miththar ho ka pata ya ilahi sallu ala al habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam muhammad. My dear Islam brethren, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was also unable to hold his tears when visiting the Qabr Mubarak. It's mentioned in page 695 of the book of Allah walo ki baatein, published by Maktabatul Madina, Department of Dawud Islami, that Sayyidina Hani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a slave of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, stated that Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, whenever he stood beside the qabr, he would weep so much so that his blessed beard would become wet. Therefore, whenever he was asked about the reason of weeping too much in the when seeing the qabr, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu replied, I would think about my loneliness. No one will stay with me in the qabr. Then conveying the message of Neki Ki Dawat, invitation to our goodness, he radiallahu anhu says, for the one who this world is like a prison, he will find his grave as a Jannah. And the one who finds his world like a Jannah will find his grave like a prison. My dear Islam brother, views of Madhya channel. Allah, the one who refrain from the desires of the nafs of the world will find full reward in the hereafter. A better person is the one who leaves the world before the world leaves him. Leave the world before the world leaves him. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be pleased with him, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everyone will be treated in his qabr as per his worldly life. That is, if he spends his life performing good deeds, he will find comfort, inshallah, azawajal, in the qabr. But if he meets his doom committing evils, he will face the adab of qabr and the hereafter. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This dunya, Aqas Rasul says, is a lockup for a believer. Is a prison. And is a jannah for a kafir. So my dear Islam views of Madani channel, after hearing this narration, especially about Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we still consider this world like a Jannah. Dunya is a prison for a believer. Lock up, cells, giriftar. And a Jannah for the kafir. So what are we running towards? We're supposed to be running towards Jannah. But dear Islam views of Madani channel, it seems opposite. Everybody is making the dunya a Jannah. Enjoyment in the dunya. Everybody looking for enjoyment. Everybody looking towards the fashion of the dunya. Everybody looking to the wealth of the dunya. All the people are looking towards the love of the dunya. Beautiful palaces, beautiful houses, beautiful bank balances. This just seems to be our maqsad. But dunya is supposed to be a lockup, a prison for the believer. And in prison, we don't have any choices. My dear Islamic Reviews of Madani Channel, dunya is a lockup for the believer. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. It is a prison. But unfortunately, everything is opposite. Total opposite. How will we get the success in the qabr and the hereafter? If we don't understand our maqsad, our purpose, and our need. Differentiate between need and purpose. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, if we make a differentiation between need and purpose, our purpose is for Rabb Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Our purpose is for our beloved Aqa, Madini Wali Mustafa, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That is our purpose. Dunya is a need. Family is a need. Car is a need. Palace is a need. Wealth is a need. Bank balance is a need. Our purpose is Jannat. Our purpose is Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, Jannatul Firdaus. In the company of Aqa sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. That should be our purpose. But unfortunately, we have made the dunya our purpose. And akhirat, our need. So we draw the line. You focus your life on Islamic principles. Everything you do according to Islamic principles. This is the lockup. This is the jail. You do with limitations. You do with Sharia. You do with guidance from our ulama ikram, muftiyan ikram. You don't do out of boundaries of Islam. You don't go out of boundaries of Islam. You stay within the boundaries of Islam. That is your limitations. That is your prison. That is your lockup. Anything you want to do, we have to do in accordance with the Quran and the following the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this call to righteousness, Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, it makes us understand. Today we learned that dunya is a lockup for a believer and jannah for the kafir. But we making dunya our need and making akhirat our purpose. You know, it's a very beautiful thing that revolve your life around the namaz. Don't revolve your namaz around your life. That means you check and do a check and balance system. You control yourself within the lockups, within the Sharia. I'm going to tell from A to B place what time I'm going to read my Zuhr Salah. I'm going to tell from B to C place what time I'll read my Asr Salah. I'm going to work in the morning what time I'll get up for Fajr Salah. I'll come back in the evening what time I'll perform my Maghrib Salah. So you revolve your life around namaz. Around namaz. Madi Islam Gazan. And views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have to ponder. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us a brain. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us aqal. You use this and understand the purpose and the need. Don't do any mixtures. You divide. Purpose, need. Purpose, need. You do a calculation. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, with this division of maqsad and need, inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, our problem will be solved. Because one of our ulama ikram, he gave a very beautiful example. He says, traveling in the dunya is like the ship in the ocean. Passing this stage of dunya is like a ship in the ocean. As long as the ship is on the sea level, above sea level, all the time on top of the water, ship is safe. And this moment the water starts coming out of the ship, slowly the ship starts to sink. Sink and sink, and if you put more water in the ship, the more it will sink. They put more water in the ship, eventually you put complete water in the ship, the whole entire ship sinks. So traveling in the dunya is like a ship in the ocean. You take what you have to take. Take from the ocean, but don't take too much, because your ship will sink. You travel in the dunya, And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, you take what is necessary. What is lawful, you do. What is unlawful, you stay away from it. What is halal, you take. What is haram, you stay away from it. InshaAllah, tabarakatuhu, keep going to your destination. Keep moving on your destination like this. Above sea level. But if you take too much of dunya, then my dear scumbags and views of Malaysia, we are going to be doomed. We are going to be destroyed. Ship will sink. Our iman will sink. Our Islam will sink. And we are in trouble. So we need to differentiate. And we need to understand that if we want to do this neki, invitation towards goodness, we have to keep ourselves within the boundary of Islam, between the boundaries of Sharia, follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul, build up the khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah, ishq-e nabi, ishq-e awliya, inshallah, keep close to madani mahal. Because the closer you are to madani mahal, inshallah, it will become much easier for you. Views of madani will become much easier for us. Then inshallah, every time we are closer to this type of environment, it always gives us the fikr about the akhirat, about the qabr, about the hereafter, about our maqsad, our purpose, and our need, and our destination. So inshallah, tabarakutala, my dear Islam, the views of Madani Channel, it is my humble request to you, that you keep watching Madani Channel, wherever you are in the world. You watch Madani Channel. Don't do anything else. Please don't. I know you have a remote, and you can go to many other channels. But you try. You put on Madani Channel. Madani Channel. And only Madani Channel. And if you got any suggestions to us, you tell us that this is our need on Madani Channel. This is our requirement. We need more of these type of programs. We need more of these type of advices. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, our beloved Amir Ahl Sunnat, MashaAllah, Allah grant him a long life and good health. And our Nigrani Shura and members of Shura and MashaAllah Madani Channel team, they are trying to cover up all aspects. In fact, they are hoping they do not leave any stone unturned. They want to cover up. They want to cover up all aspects. And hopefully, inshallah, so we hope one day the Madani Channel will be in every language. Why not? We want to conquer the world. And with this neki ki dawat, invitation towards goodness, Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay dawat islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijah nabi al-ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.